that you have 2 days of Yud-Shvat, the morning of Yud-Shvat, and then, as they say, the day after. But Achutz Sunduruf, you're going to be learning on your own. I mean, I'm scheduling it for Thursday. I push it off to Sunday. I'm not going to think it's a Shini Sei Debrashis, although we're not learning as much as we could. Now, what I want to give you a sheet on is the last few pages. I mean, it's page 9 and page 10 Gimel. But the Rebbe asks a question. Interessant, very interesting. The Rebbe asks a question. The question is as follows. We spent 3 Maimorim, you can count them, 1, 2, 3, Shuv Yisrael, Lulavad Av, maybe Shmini Atzeres, explaining what would happen if. Abaisai, here's the situation. So I'm going to give you this sheet on the end of the Maimir, and then you'll basically have time to finish. Now, I can start to tell you. There's 3 Maimorim explaining what if. What if means that Lepel is not this way. Lepel Mamish, there's Midas Harachum in the creation. Hashem did not create a world only with Midas Hadin. Because, like it says in the Medrash, that the Rosh Ein Eilu Miskayim. Rosh Ein Eilu Miskayim. That Eivishter saw that that Eina Eilu Miskayim. What's the Pshat Eina Eilu Miskayim? The world could not exist if the Eivishter created it with Midas Hadin alone. So he mixed the Midas Harachman. These 3 Maimorim, the whole 3 Maimorim are a what if. What if the Eivishter made the world with Midas Hadin alone? And he gives us 2 what ifs. If the Eivishter made the world with Midas Hadin alone. Number one, the world would require extreme. Right? The Maimon Shuvi Yisrael is a very unusual Maimon. He says, what would have happened if the Eivishter made the world with Midas Hadin? You'd all have to be fanatics. The baseline of life would be Mesiras Nefesh. Everybody would have to be in a constant state of Bechol Ma'ayitcha. That's the type of first Midas Hadin. The second Midas Hadin is diametrically opposite. If the Eivishter creates the world Midas Hadin means, he conceals himself and he conceals himself and he conceals himself until the point where you don't know him at all. So Rebbe Rashab says, okay, we have 2 different Pshatim in the Medrash. What if the Eivishter created the world Midas Hadin? Number one, Hashem would be revealed in an extreme way. And Hashem would expect of us an extreme avodah. Number 2, Hashem would be thoroughly concealed, and there would be chatyuhu sagiyin. We would sin a lot because it's not to stop us from sinning. So the Rebbe Rashab now asks the question: these 2 pshatim are contradictory. These 2 pshatim are opposite. One makes midas hadin better than midas hachesed. The other makes midas hadin worse than midas hachesed. Right? Midas harachamim. Midas hadin means that Eivishter is completely revealed in a state of gevuras, or Midas Hadin means the Eivishter is hidden. We wouldn't know him at all. Is there a way of making them one? Is there a way of finding a reconciliation, a achdus between these 2 pshat? Now, if I may say so, and I don't know if I may say so, but I'm going to say it anyway. And if there's not going to be achdus between the 2 pshatim, so what? I mean, it's not the first time Teda gives different pshatim to an Indian, and the 2 pshatim are not reconcilable. And to be sure, even after the Rebbe Rashab gives his pshat, that reconciles the 2 pshatim, there's still 2 opposite pshatim. He just finds one nekuda where you can make them the same. So you don't have to dafka make the 2 pshatim one. I mean, it's okay to be 2 pshatim that are not masked with each other. The Rebbe Rashab says, still, is there a way to find a kesher between the 2 pshatim and the other? And he says, absolutely yes. What is that way? What way would it be able to find a kesher between the 2 pshatim? He says, pshat. He says, what's the first time of Midas Hadin? The Eivishter is revealed in the world in an extreme way, in a mitzvahs nefesh way, in a gvurastic way. What is his expectation of us? Vosman der Eivishter von uns. The Eivishter expects of us to serve him in a constant state of mitzvahs nefesh, to go out of all limitations, all agvals, obliqual service to the Eivishter. Okay. Right? What's the other option? The Hashem is completely concealed. Says the Rebbe, could you imagine a world where Hashem is totally concealed? Could you imagine a world that is totally concealed? Think about this for a moment. The world we live in has Midas Harachamim in it. No, just imagine what a world we live in alone is. If this world, has Midas Harachamim, and we all know how concealed the Eivishter is and how many challenges are out of Eitz Hashem, just imagine what kind of a world would have been if there was a world that we said in. Just imagine. And then Malta says, he says, now you have ups and downs, basically. There's times the Tamidei Chachamim are doing better, times the Tamidei Chachamim are not doing so well. But the fact of the matter is, who's popular? Who's great? Who's assertive? Who goes around, you know, pushing his weight around? Who? People who are successful. What's successful? Derech Rishoyim Slecha. Rishoyim, sinners, lowlifes, grob young, they make a lot of money, legal, not legal, kosher, not kosher, on people's backs, on people's lives, on people's souls. When they're throwing their weight around, they're big chavrimans, they're big machers. And the tzaddikim, the frumah yid nebach, they're shlugging it, they're defeated, they're crushed. It's hard. It's hard. But in a world, that means that they mean that rachamim, there's fluctuations, goes up and down. Midas ha-din alone would mean a world where if you're a tzaddik, you're going to have trouble. If you're a rosh, you're going to be successful. And you have to be a Jew in a world of midas ha-din. If the Eibush created a world only with midas ha-din, according to the second Hezbollah, that means to say there would be no gilah lekus in the world. The world would be a hard place. If you're fry, a machayah. Sometimes you have people, I mean, you see it b'muchosh, and it's so sick to observe. People who are just in their muhus, in their personality. They're just sicknesses. They're stupid. They're materialistic. They're shameless. They have no busha. And they talk as a hoichof of kol, was a farfazach. They push people around. They bully everybody around. No one wants to say a word to them. Why? He's the president of the congregation. He's the biggest donation. When Alain's on it, Shiflib Niyad, the lowest people. Van Breven van Friedrich and Rebbe, there's a song from Mordechai Bedei, which many years ago. It's based on an old Nigin from Europe that was in you. The Gvir. I don't know it, but it could be to Yom Tevelach. The Gvir, the rich man. He describes the guy was poor, and he was in Nebuch, and he was a nice guy. He became rich. All of a sudden, he's an expert on everything, and he's a false deus, and he's pushing. You became rich, not smart. You became rich, not educated. You became rich, not at all, you know. But this is what happens. And it's very hard to live like that. You know, you're a frumi yid, you have a little humility. You know, humility is a virtue. In our world, in the Elam Hazah HaGashmi V'Hachumri, humility is for losers. Rich people are not humble. Rich people are gaiver. They varfazach. They can be mevatel another person. You know, to shame another person. Mishchava b'klein chaveri. Midas mechwaris nidrika b'shefnish. In a world of only midas hadin, that would be even worse than it is now. And it's pretty bad now. So, you know, what the Friedrich Rebbe used to call the president syndrome, you know. Mustama vestis. That the old joke at the Mamzadim came to the Eibishter with that Taina Hakam, you're punishing us, we can't marry Bakal, what did we do wrong? So there's different answers that the Eibishter gave. In front of Medish, it says that the Eibishter is going to have to apologize to Mamzadim, wasn't loving. But this Vart goes, Eibishter says, don't worry, I'm going to put you all in the beginning, the Mizrach and Shuls, and we're going to make you into the president. So this is the Mamzadim. Huh? No, the president, Sishka Boy. Sanaya Gisse. Whatever the case is, says the Rebbe, what happens in a world like that? What happens in a world like that? There's only one way to serve Hashem. In a world where the Eibush is totally concealed. And, what's the Lashon? Derech Rishoyim Tzlecha, Rishoyim HaMatzliach. How could you be a Jew? Says the Rebbe, it requires an avoida of Nisyonis. Nisyonis, Rabbi says, a topic that I spoke to you about last year in the Vilayta Moskva Rishon Zayin, the second half of the Maimon, he talks about Nisyonis. So let me give you a brief discourse on Nisyonis. I'm not going to give a long speech, but I'm going to put it that when you learn my Maimon of Chassidus, you will find that there's different reasons for why the Eibishter created the world and why he gave us Torah and Mitzvahs. Some Maimonim will say, the whole reason the Eibishter created the world and gave us Torah and Mitzvahs is that we should be Magal Alakus in the world. I mean, Ramal Kalam. You mean other Maimonim. The whole reason the Eibishter created the world is to be Asik and create Torah and Mitzvahs is to be Asik in Avedis HaBirudim, to take Klipas Naiga and transform it into Kedusha. That's called being Magal Save of God. And then you have other Maimonim that I'll tell you, the whole reason why the Eibishter created the world is for the Avodah of Tshuva. And Tshuva is Megale, the Nitzos HaLeki, which is in Charles Kubis Atmeyas Lagamri, which is called the higher than Sefer Kalam. And then you have other Maimonim that I'll tell you, the whole reason why the Eibishter created the world is for the sake of tests, of Nisyanis. You should know that in Yiddishkeit there are four Avodahs. There's Bestama more, but there's at least four. There's the Avodah of being a good Jew. you're holy, you're separate from the world, you're involved in goodness. Good Jews are Magal Alakus in the world. But only the Alakus of Amalakala. That is the Avodah Yidin who live in Elam Hazah and have to fight with Elam Hazah. They have to go to work and to spend hours and hours amongst Goyim and Goyishkeit and Matan Azach, who Shvitz no Horevim. That Avodah is Magala, Sebe of Kalam in the world, is called Avodah Sabiruru. But as I'm sure you all know, you're not allowed to eat Trefa food. Avodah Sabirurim is only for kosher food. Avodah Sabirurim is only for kosher money. Avodah Sabirurim is only for kosher clothing, for kosher home, for kosher cars. Klipa, what klipas neyim? Teif, Shalosh klipas at Meyas Lagamri, doesn't have a beard. So how does Shalosh klipas at Meyas Lagamri get uplifted? So because there's two eifanim. One eifan is the Bavusta Loshen, explains Chassidus, Shvirasan Zui Takanosan, that when a Yid breaks Shalosh klipas at Meyas Lagamri, he uplifts it. I mean to say, when a Yid does a tithe to do an Aveda, and he controls himself and doesn't do the Aveda, he breaks not only himself, he breaks the taive also, and he's maila a nitzos of shalosh klipos at meyas lagamri. And the second eifan is through tshuva. Unfortunately, a yid is chatu poga, chatu pasha of hevira zadera. He did an aveda. He brought shalosh klipos at meyas lagamri into his life. Kashav also with the achetzenim le'elam rechmano atzlan. But then he does tshuva. Tshuva, because tshuva is strong, it's extreme avoda. It's mavara shalosh klipos at meyas lagamri. In other words, a benyani who's going to try and uplift shalosh klipos at meyas lagamri is never going to be able to do it. A baal tshuva could. Why? Because baal tshuva says in Zayat, the mashchele bechele yatir, a baal tshuva serves Hashem on a higher level than a tzaddik. He serves Hashem in a greater intensity. Why does a baal tshuva serve in a greater intensity? So I explained it to you in an earlier share this year. That the difference between the tzaddik and the baal tshuva is, the tzaddik is running to good. The baal tshuva is running away from evil. And there's a klal chassidus, lav koidim lehei, no is stronger than yes. Negative energies are stronger than positive energies. So if two people are running, one is running to a treasure, another is running away from fire, they're both running with all their might, still the one running from fire is running faster. Why? Because the Eibish, they planted in the essence of the creation that negative energies are stronger than positive energies. When a yid is serving the Eibish as a tzaddik, saif is doing teira mitzvahs, reza charu, and face the classroom. Fun gasfet kup nishtuk in Yerushalayim. Sai, if a yid is doing Torah mitzvahs, and sai if he's eisek avodah sabirurim, his purpose is to do good stuff. If you're doing good stuff, it could be very, very inspired, but it's limited. The baal tshuva is not about good stuff. It's about getting away from bad. And the bad is holding you back. I illustrated it. Imagine a guy is trying to run, and you're holding him by his belt. What's the mishgain? Uner eisek to run, and you're holding him, yeah? Finally, he rips out of your hand and he goes flying. Yeah? Usually he'll land on his face. Why? Because the fact is, when you're running forward, you're running at a certain speed. If somebody holds you back and then lets go, you will go not as fast as you would have gone if he was not holding you back. You would go even faster. Because you have the double energies. The way the energies work against one another, it compounds, it multiplies, it increases the speed with which you would go forward. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva, the negative energy. The Aveya is holding me back. Kosher v'osur b'deach etzanim loylem. When I rip myself away from the klipa and I run towards the Eibishter with a greater koyach, and therefore you can be mevarer even shalosh klipos at meyas lagamri. Those are three avodas: teirin mitzvahs, birurim, and tshuva. Then there's the fourth level. The fourth level is called nisyanos. The lashon of my mother, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to give you the source. You can look it up. It's the Maimed. It's a long, long moment where the Rebbe says, "Mitzvahs are mamala kalalman, birurim is save of kalalman, tshuva is klal shalosh klipos lagamri, nisyanos are mavarat choshech itself, darkness itself." There's something even worse than shalosh klipos lagamri, which I spoke about in the shiur here also. It's called choshech, the darkness itself. This is nisbarat darkness of nisyanos. Shtot takoy nisayon. What's meant a test? What does it mean a test? Yeah. You're walking in the street and there's a magazine on the floor and you want to look at it. They don't look at it. Is that a test? No, it's hard. You didn't sleep last night and it's coming to Man Kishma. You don't want to get out of bed. And someone wakes and says, listen, it's 9:41 or 9:40. It's a Kishma. 8:40, 8:39. It's 9:40, 9:39. It's a Kishma. It's not a test. It's hard. Rabbi Yisrael should know the following. The definition of a test, the title of the term in Teda, is a challenge that you cannot overcome. That's the Taich. If the Eibishter gives you a challenge, you can overcome it, it ain't a test. It's Birurim. Maybe it's even Tshuva. In other words, it's Mavara Klipas Nega. Maybe it's even Vashar Oshkim Sameh Sagamri. The definition, the categorical definition of the word test is an insurmountable challenge. You cannot overcome it. You want examples? Give me examples. Avram was going to the Akedah, and all of a sudden there's water in front of him. Avram knew good and well that this water was not natural. It was the Itzahara, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis, the Elbe Parshain, who put this in front of him. And if Avram would walk around the water, what would happen? The water would move. The Yetzirah was not going to let him go to the Akedah. In fact, there was nothing he could do. He'd make a ship, the water would drown. There was no way he was going to get to the opposite side. That's an example of an Nisayon. One other example of an Nisayon. The Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe had chassidim with little kinderlach. And the Friedrich Rebbe used to sit by Fabrein and scream, do not send your kids to the Goyish Shkola. Don't send your kids to the Goyish schools. And the government used to come to people's homes. And they would tell people, we know you have kids, you're not sending them to school. In Russia, there was a law. So now my father was saved by this. In Russia, there was a law that till 8, you didn't have to send kids to school. You could claim they weren't healthy, which is. My father left Russia at 8. He never learned from the Goyish Shkola. My aunt and my uncle, they're older than him, they had to go. The Wachsidim, by the way, had Mesiris Nevesh and didn't send. My grandfather's Chen Levachat Yagashim. And my father, he went to Psashtikal preschool, Psach kindergarten, but he never learned. The upper courses of schools, he didn't learn. Because until I, but to keep kids home, was suicide. Why? They came to Yaz and said, listen, we know you have kids. You send your kids to the Goyish school and everyone's happy, or you keep your kids home. If you keep your kids home, they're not going to get educated. They're not going to be able to support the people. We're going to take you and your wife. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to take your kids. We're going to put them in a foster home. And we're going to raise them like juicy communists. And that's what you want. So many people, I mean, I mentioned my Zayda, there were many people who made the decision. They're going to send the kids to the shkola. And they're going to try to teach them to be eaten at home. This was a cheshbon that made sense. Why? If you're going to send your kid to the shkola, send your kid to the goyish school, at least there'll be parents at home and come home from school, they can sort of speak deprogramming. If you're not going to send your kid to the goyish school, what's going to happen? And they did this, by the way. They would literally take your children away from you. And they would take them, send them to a different place, you wouldn't even find them anymore, they would brainwash them, they would poison them, and they would be goyim. Do not send your children to the goyish school. I, they come to you and they tell you they're going to put you in jail. Don't send your kids to the Goyish Shkola. Get arrested. Go to jail. Don't send the kids to the Goyish Shkola. What did you accomplish? They're going to put your kids in their foster. They're going to raise you to be Goyim. Phoenix came and said, you don't send them. What's the pshat? The Eibish they gave Yidden in that particular time. And the sign that was insurmountable. It was a task that you couldn't overcome. Fact, there was no solution. There was no way it could be a Yid. I'll give you one more dogma. The Masmet Rabbi Akiva. In Deresh Rabbi Akiva, which was about 70 years after the Churban, Motman Gezer given, if you learn Teda, they're going to kill you. You're not allowed to learn Teda, fighting. This was a Nisayon. Why? How can there be a Jew without Teda? Like Rabbi Akiva gave the Yeter, the mussel from the fox and the fish, that he said the fish can't live out of water, even though his life is in danger, but at least in the water he had a chance to survive. Outside of the water, he's for sure going to die. Now, in other words, sometimes, it doesn't happen a lot, the Abishah comes along and gives you a test he cannot win. You cannot win. Period. You can't win. There's nothing you can do. So what are you supposed to do if you can't do anything? What are you supposed to do if you can't do anything? The Rebbe Rashab had a ben yachid, Friedrich Rebbe. When the Friedrich Rebbe turned 15 years old, the Rebbe Nishma said, on his 15th birthday, you'd base Thomas Tafish and hey, the Rebbe Nishma said, I'm giving him some ale. Took him to the ale from the Rebbe Rashab, Rebbe Nishma said. And he made with his 15-year-old son, you're all bigger than 15, a krisos bris, a covenant, an oath, that they would work together for scholars to borders of Fotis Hayados with Mesiris Nefesh. And from that day, the Friedrich Rebbe at 15 years old became the personal secretary of the Rebbe Rashab of his father, and he never basically never had a life. The Friedrich Rebbe did not have a life. And the Friedrich Rebbe's father, the Rebbe Rashab, asked him, Sie weißt du, was meint Mesiris Nefesh? He asked his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, do you know what Mesiris Nefesh means? And the Friedrich Rebbe wasn't stupid, and he said no. He wanted to hear what his father had to say. So the Rebbe Rashab told him, Mesiris Nefesh meint, as me kum zu avant, um me kenish ta rudder, um me kenish ta ribber, you come to a wall, to an impasse. You can't get around it, you can't go over it, you can't go under it, there's no way to get around it. Hey, wash that out. Darf man klappen Kopf in Wand. Bis man macht Allah, man geht da durch. You have to pound your head into the wall, not your fist, not your foot, not a log, your head into the wall till you make a hole. In other words, Kinder, the Eibishter operates with Jews in different ways. From time to time, doesn't happen often. And it's not happening now. He gives us tests. Test means insurmountable odds. A challenge that you can't win. Vos Montzach. What does the Abish to expect of a Yidden in time of Mesiris Nefesh? No reason, no chesh whatsoever. What did Avraham Avinu do when he saw the water? What did he do? He walked into it. He came to his nose. He says, listen, Abish, I'm keeping on going. If the water doesn't disappear, I'm going to drown on Isaac Eden. Avraham said, Abish, ich geh weiter. When you have a test, the only way to deal with a test is to not be misbehaved many times. The Friedrich Rebbe told Chassidim, don't send your kid to the Gosh, because Friedrich Rebbe didn't understand what was going to happen. He knew the kids would go to, the parents would go to jail, and he knew the kids would not go to scholars. They said, you don't send them. You don't send them. I didn't end up there. That's not your cheshbon. L'mayin l'mitav adafagam. Rabbi Akiva taught kindalach teirah. Sorkuas pesori b'masreikin shal barzal. The death of Rabbi Akiva was so torturous, so evil, so grave, not solid. And Rabbi Akiva, who is Rabbi Akiva? Kul olim is Rabbi Akiva. Gan tzeir shu apel is Rabbi Akiva. Sai, niglem sai nistep. Shem v'echoy f'zayne talmidim. And they murdered him in such a brutal way. Farvaz, se given a nisoyin. When you have a shaft nisoyin, there has to be no cheshboy nisoyin. What's the way? So the Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimonim, and the Rebbe brings out his mind. When a yid has a nisoyin, has a test, insurmountable odds, and he passes the test, he sees that the klipa vanishes. Like the story of Avraham Avinu, like the story of the Friedrich Rebbe. And I would like to point out that those parents who didn't send their kids to the Goyish schools, and their children were taken away from them, and they put their form homes, their children, sending a blib yid. Sending a blib yid. I have to tell you, my father has cousins. Tmimim, their children stayed behind in Russia, and then Givonim Fly. They've come out of Russia, and they were coming by their children. In a oifim, this is l'man l'man atayv l'agami. Is there any chlach of tmimim, chsidim, v'smatzeg yishasim, and the dreist kiyonim, they killed them for being tmimim. And their children, any chlach, when they're living in Russia for 70, 80 years, and they're any chlach, I have relatives, probably tshuva, they have the chsidish names, but they're coming back to Yiddishkeit. Those people who listen to the Rebbe, they're matzliach, there's no question about it. But the point is, the definition of the word nisayin means, it means, you cannot win at all. There's no way but that you could survive. And the eights are for the soil in fire. I taught you guys Perikov Hei and Tanya. This is already 3 years ago. And when we learn Perikov Hei and Tanya, he talks about the Vesh Farok of Snake Allah. He says, you have to put yourself in the situation of the Jew who has the hardest test. Which Jew has the hardest test? Ayid, who's a Yeshiv Krona. He sits on a street corner and is. His yetzer is beir, kitaner beir ame eifel, like the oven of a baker. His yetzer is on fire. Mechumim b'yeser b'divin, and he sees all the times of tanugim, and the Eibishter expects of him to be a beinoni. And you have to ask yourself the question: am I working as hard as he? So when that shtikel tanya, when the Rebbe says this nusach, this inyan, that you have to ask yourself: am I working hard as the Jew who has the biggest nisayin in the world is working? Alter Rebbe uses the lashon, ukemoy nisayin mamish. It's mamish like a test. What's meant to say ukemoy nisayin mamish? You look at Perek Hafev, what's meant to say ukemoy mamish? That this challenge, you take a yid, you put him on a street corner, you give him a yid, harder that's an overdrive. And you tell him, be a benyamin, it's almost impossible. Because the ukemoy, it's like a nisayin. Because nisayin means it's impossible to overcome. It's completely impossible to overcome. Says the Rebbe, what happens to yid in times of nisayin? What happens? Sometimes they fail. But when a yid is challenged, he brings out the best. This is the truth of Jewish history. You challenge a Jew, he becomes more Jewish, not less Jewish. When a Yid is put in the ultimate of Chayshech, you see the Lichtigkeit Yechidish of a Nefesh, it springs in fire. It happened in the day of Friedrich Rebbe, it happened in the day of Rabbi Akiva, happened in the day of the Crusades. When you challenge a Jew, he becomes more Jewish, not less Jewish. Says the Rebbe, if the world was created with Midas Adin alone, if the world could, Yidden would live in a constant state of Nisayon. From Moshe Rabbeinu till now, Nisayonis. The hardships to being a Jew would be impossible to surmount. We would all be jumping into fires. And we would do it. Says the Rebbe, this is how you could connect the two Pshatim and Midas Adin. In other words, it's not making the two Pshatim into one. It's showing a connection. What's the first Pshatim Midas Adin? What's the first Pshatim Midas Adin? That the Eibishter expected you to serve away in a Mesiras Nefesh. What the second Pshatim Midas Adin? That the Shem is totally concealed. What happens when Eibishter is totally concealed? A Yid has no choice but to serve the Eibishter in a level of Nisyanis, which is the first Pshatim Midas Adin. So the Rebbe shows a connection between the two Pshatim. The first Pshatim Midas Adin is what? Hashem expects you to be in a constant state of Mesiras Nefesh. The second Pshatim Midas Adin, a world of Midas Adin alone. Listen, this world's pretty bad. And this is the world of Midas Haracham. You have welt Midas Adin alone, will give him us. What kind of world would be a world of Midas Adin alone? What kind of world would it be? A world of Midas Adin alone would be HaKoyshech Yichas Erz, and Finster in Tukulim Velt. And Yid must serve the Ebersh in a concept of Mesiras Nefesh. And they would. That concept of Mesiras Nefesh, it's the first Pshat of Midas Adin. Since the Rebbe's at least there's this one Nekuda of connection between the two Pshat of Midas Adin. And then on page 9 Gimel, the Rebbe says, but he didn't do that. Fortunately for us, he could have done it, but he didn't do it because it's not fair to expect Yidden to stand in a constant state of Mesiras Nefesh. And like you have in many Maimorim, and it's brought in Sfarim, it says even in the Gemara, that when the Eibishter tests us, he gives us reprieves. He makes breaks between the tests, you know. Yidden go through hardships and they go through a period of great wealth and success. And then the Eibishter tests us again. The Eibishter doesn't test us non-stop. You know, like an automatic, you know, clock, 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 clock. I'm going to finish the Shir with the Sipur, which is brought in Ki Menasseh in Tim of Tzedek, as an example of Akafar Nisayon. Hagam L'cha'ere, you could say that this is L'cha'ere, not Nisayon, this guy had free will, but he brings this way, from the Sipur for Nasan Tzitzisa. Where is the Nasan Tzitzisa? Nasan Tzitzisa lived in the time of the Ge'onim, I believe. The story is not in Shas, it's in Shilta Zerab Echai Goyim. Nasan Tzitzisa was a very rich man, a very, very rich man. And it was a big Baal Taiva. It was a woman who was married, who Netzach verliebt. He wanted this woman. And you probably know the Rambam, where the Rambam states, Zol er starben, Zol er schmachen for the Yiddish techter, Hepech Hatzniyitz. Yeah? And his desperation for her was so strong that he pasha became Chayla Av. He got sick by Gashmas. For years, the guy laid in bed. He was sick from Ahava. He was a Meshuganet, a Gvir, a kranke mensch. He was a sick man. Huh? What happened? One day, this lady, who lost this as a Philippe, his husband was not well. And neither did he doctor's have any money. He says to his wife, go to ask us to see for money. So she tells him, are you crazy? I go into that house, you're going to give me a get tomorrow? So did I promise you, I trust you, I won't give you a get. She goes into the house. She asks him for money. And he says, I'll give you anything in the world. She says, this is a crossroads. I'm in your house right now. You could now, you could purchase yourself the biggest deal of money. You control yourself. When the Gisach Nishnach, you know, from this act alone, you could be created the great deal of money. So he didn't do the Aveda. He gave her the money and she left. Immediately he was healthy again. When you're going to get she comes home with the money, he heals himself, and Ekvan Gesund, what is the next thing he does? He takes his wife to the Rav, giving her a get. She says, but what the Chagaret? He says, are you crazy? You think I trust you? Hatrav Akiva, they're going to take a titan from the Tanoim, but the story is in the Shulchan. Hatrav Akiva Gezok name. He saw Nasan Zatisa walking in the street. The word Zatisa means a fire. They're on top of his head at Gebrent Halicht. This was a low life, a Yidri Keberia. He overcame one Nisayon, and Rabbi Akiva saw, like you have in the Maimon Basar Lagani, Ifsek Amudah Denurah B'nei, Ifsek Amudah Denurah B'nei L'Kul Alma. And he was a lichtekite that surrounded him. I want to push the tzaddik. The Taichin is saying, you have to understand, it's impossible. Not hard. Not even very hard. Impossible. And this is why the Drevish to send us, the Rabbein, the Nasiri Yisrael, in fire of the Nisayin, to say, now is the time of the Nisayin. What are you doing in the time of the Nisayin? You jump into the fire. Okay.